We got some action. And in studio, we have Donut Dan Gaffney, who did not disappoint. I had half of my, not a good breakfast for me. I had half of my blueberry cake donut, and I just had a cheddar jalapeno sausage, and I think I need to go back to bed.
Well, they taste better when you chew it.
Yeah, I did inhale it a little bit. What's going on?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I read your book. And again, this is the stuff that I love about this job. People asked me last night, because everyone thinks like I'm leaving radio to go work at Channel 3. I said, I fill in like once or twice a month or whatever. And I love being off script, but I also love like the engagements, like the relationship we've built. And you're like, I want you to read this book. I read it. You've read it three times now. This book by Dan Shaughnessy about his son's senior year playing baseball in high school in Newton, Massachusetts. And because you put the dates on the corner of when you read it, I noticed that. So you just recently read it for the third time, correct?
Correct.
I liked it. It was a perfect summer book because it was short, it was easy, and I didn't have to think too much.
Exactly. That's what summer reading is all about.
But it's got sentimentality. It's got New England. Shaughnessy's got such a sharp wit, too. Although he wasn't on display quite as much. You knew he was like, he's big on the... This is 17 years ago, whatever, and he was kind of anti-woke. I mean, he was sick of the political correctness in Newton, Massachusetts.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's definitely a glasses half empty kind of guy too. But I think he does a good job in the book is called Senior Year.
Yep.
And he follows. He kind of chronicles his son's senior year, and I think he's at Newton. Is it Newton North?
I think he's at North. Yeah.
Yeah, Newton North High School. And it was written a while ago, but I do like, we
What makes you come back to it, though?
I think, first of all, it's a really good book for parents who have kids going into their senior year. Because I think he talks about that there's a gap that even though you try really hard as parents to eliminate that age gap, or that, you know, my son or daughter, we have a great relationship. We can talk about anything. Right. They can tell me anything. He clearly thought he had that with his son. And then there was some stuff that comes out in the middle of the year that he had no one. He said, who is this guy?
Yeah.
So I think that part is really important.
Well, as they get bigger, they spend more time away from you and you don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think it's a really good lesson. Of course, I stupidly, because I got 3 hours of sleep last night, forgot the copy on the kitchen table because you dog-eared a bunch of stuff I wanted to talk about, but I screwed that up. We're going to take a little quick break here. Sure. And then have more time with Dan Gaffney. Again, our good friend from Maloney High School, huge, huge advocate for his kids and his students. And it's just great. I love educators need to get more attention. So we have a bunch of stuff to talk about. So just in terms of how screwed up I am, Dan gives me this book and I was like, listen, I'll bring the book. I'll return the book, come in studio and hang out. He comes in studio, hang out, brings a dozen donuts, and I forgot the book at home. Dan Gaffney.
So you sound like one of my students.
No, but I did read it, and I did enjoy it. And,
well, now you don't sound like one of my students.
I've had two books so far this summer. I'm in the middle of my book club book now, but I read this book called When the Coffee Gets Cold or whatever. It's like 10 years old, a Japanese piece of fiction where this coffee shop, you can go back in time, but you can't change the outcome, but you can go back in time, and there's all these different rules, and it was a great, clever book, but an easy read too. And so I'm reading more, and I don't read enough still. I'm still too beholden on the phone. But how do you – have you had trouble fighting technology and keeping reading, or are you still as into the books as ever?
I'm into the books in the summer. I'm into the books in the summer. During the school year, I as an English teacher, we're reading things that kids write.
Right.
You know, I'll read the newspaper. I'll read Sports Illustrated. I'll read a magazine here or there, but I'm not into books.
So summer's your catch-up time.
Summer's my catch-up time.
So what are you reading now?
So I read James by Percival Everett.
Yeah, I read it.
So
read Huck Finn. I did it for a book club. I read Huck Finn and right into James. I honestly think that it was, in terms of the hubbub about it, my opinion, it was overrated. And the reason I say it is that the concept is clever.
It's ambitious.
But the thing is that once you know that they're, you know, in terms of their ability to what they know, what they say, what they read, you know, that they're I want to say this without getting myself in trouble, with the frontal view of being an ignorant slave and then behind the curtain being far from it. Once you know that, it was like, okay, I get it. Like,
yeah, you know, I thought that part was brilliant.
Right, but the initial part of it is brilliant, but then it's like, we get it. Like, what else are you going to do with it?
Right, and I think I give it a thumbs up, but I give it like a 6 or 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel this way either. It sounds like you're not, when you just described the book that you had read for the book club, but I kind of like my fiction to be grounded in a little bit of reality. And so there was some stuff when he does some dream sequencing in that book, and he has conversations with some historical philosophers.
Yeah. It was too much for you.
Yeah.
Like, you're pretty linear in that way.
I'm pretty linear that way.
So that's a good read, though. I think it's an important book.
I do, too.
Regardless of whether you like it or not. I thought it was overrated, but I'm still glad, especially in the backdrop of reading Twain and from that perspective and all the, obviously, the scholarship that's been done on Huckleberry Finn. And what do you got for me in front of me?
So in front of you, I have a book. It's funny. I heard the Dom Amore, Jim Calhoun interview.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I can't wait to read that book.
Yeah.
But Will Blythe has a book called To Hate Like This Is to Be Happy Forever. And it's a story of the Carolina Duke basketball rivalry. So I still can't believe what Calhoun accomplished at UConn. I mean, I remember going to games at the Fieldhouse with the court surrounded by the dirt. Right.
They were nothing. It was nothing.
The bleachers were like from the city of store or the town.
I don't know why he took the job, really.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable what they did.
Whereas the Blue Bloods of Duke and North Carolina, they've been winning and hating each other since the dawn of time.
Exactly. And so Blythe kind of puts a historical framework on it, and he's a Carolina guy, but he kind of attacks it
But is it about the rivalry? Or?
It's about the rivalry, but it's more about what the heart of the rivalry is, like the Southern, genteel, laid-back South versus the North. Because Duke is always – it's long considered the University of New Jersey at Durham. And so there's kind of a this way of life that that New Englanders have, or that the Eastern or the North has, is kind of infiltrating our old Southern.
So it
system.
Really is true. If you're not affiliated with Duke, you probably hate Duke.
Probably.
Even in North Carolina.
Probably.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
In all likelihood.
It's not a small book.
No, and it's funny. And it's funny. And he does a pretty good job of being balanced about it.
And what's the other one?
The other one is called The Gatekeepers. It's written by Jacques Steinberg. He was a columnist for the New York Times. He tracked what it was like to work in a admissions office at Wesleyan University for a year. The best part about the book is—
How recent?
It's about— 15 years old.
Because this stuff changes a lot.
It's changed a lot. But what he talks about is important for a lot of parents of high school seniors and for the seniors themselves if you're looking to go to elite schools. And he follows the admissions process from not only an admissions director's perspective and who they want to get into
the candidate,
school,
the student.
The candidates and the decisions that they make when it comes to application essays, what's the topic, courses that they're taking, grades that they're getting, decisions that they're making. Like there's one kid that he wants to go to an Ivy League school really, really badly, but he doesn't like it. And he's terrified.
Doesn't like
the school. When he visited, he didn't like it.
Yeah.
But he's terrified of not going there because it's an Ivy League school, and what is the world going to think of me if I
don't go?
If I don't go to an Ivy League institution?
Well, see, this resonates, as you know well, with me.
Yeah.
You know, my son Max, my middle child, my oldest boy, has always said he wanted to go to Bates College. It's random. So then we go up there, and it's a beautiful winter day, and the students are out. It was great. And then we look at the course catalog, and he basically turns to me. He's like, Dad, I don't want to take any of this stuff. I was like, yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like if you, that's what these schools are. That's what a liberal arts education is. And it was an eye opener for him. He's like, what am I going to go to school for? And he's forced him to sort of go back and process it again. And another anecdote, one of my best friends in Boston, his daughter, super smart, like 4 point, I don't know what the weight it is, like 4.2, 4.4, super bright, you know, good SATs, all this stuff, and didn't do any early decisions. And then, like, got in nowhere. Now, it's doing going to have a great life and go to UMass and do great. But I said to him, you got to use your early decisions or you're it's a bloodbath in regular admissions. And then afterward, he's like, yeah, I know what you said, but she really didn't know what she wanted. I said, that's fine, but you have to then understand the consequences.
Right. And I think this, you know, the part about this book that's really good, they talk about parents and their seniors or their seniors to be, they have the best of intentions by checking out the schools in the summertime. But you really can't judge a school
no kids there.
By the summer.
Yeah.
And I can tell you off the air, but there's only been one school that I've seen in the summer that looks terrible. Every school looks great.
Oh, you can't, you don't want to say
it? I don't want to say it on the air.
Oh, that's okay.
But every school looks great in the summer.
Yeah.
But in order for you to figure out if you can, if you go there, if you fit there, you have to go in the fall or in the spring yeah. when there are kids on campus. And I, you know, like I always tell my, when I have seniors, I always tell my students, go in October and November, like a Saturday football game, soccer yeah. game, field hockey, that's fine. But also go during the week. Like we, a lot of high schools have professional development days that the teachers attend, but the students don't.
See if everyone looks miserable in between classes or not.
Go do an overnight then. See if you can sit in on classes. Most admissions offices allow students to do overnights with, and they hook up.
Even non-recruited athletes? Because yes. back in the day, it was only recruited athletes that did
no,
that.
No, they also do non-recruited athletes too.
Listen, we're tight on time. We're talking with, of course, Donut Dan Gaffney. English teacher at Maloney High in Meriden. Summertime must be awesome. Like, do you wake up, do you have a lot planned or do you wake up every day and be like, what am I going to do today?
Well, I wake up early. So I don't have a set schedule. I've done a lot of, there's a lot of home repair stuff that I've written checks for because, you know, my house was kind of getting old, but in need of some stuff. Yeah, it's a good feeling in the summertime. People say, how's your summer? And I'm like, what's not to like? I'm a teacher in the summer.
Well, listen, I want you, can you come back before school starts? I mean, I feel like we have a lot of stuff I want to talk about in life and schools and education. Tell your mom I said hello.
I will. Thanks for having me on.
I'm a huge fan, and thanks for the donuts, and thanks for the book rec.